Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. Take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up, cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim, so I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college,
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, September the 19th, I think. 19th? Yeah. Tuesday, September the 19th, 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to continue talking about the spirit realm, laying out the introduction to the upcoming series that starts on September the 25th, which is on a Monday. You can pick up your tickets. Again, purchase price, as always, is $49 for early registration, $99 after the 22nd. So you have up until now until the 22nd. Pick up your tickets for $49. After the 22nd, the cost is going to be $99 for the series. Today we want to talk about part four because the other previous three messages will actually land the foundation, even though I did not entitle them How to Operate in the Spirit Realm. We were basically talking about or laying a foundation about the spirit realm. So what I want to do today is talk about walking in the spirit. So how to operate in the spirit realm is the result of understanding what we left out for yesterday, which is talking about beholding yourself in the mirror, which means this is the core essence behind the scenes of how the spirit realm works. Now, this is really, really, really important. So I'm explaining today what the spirit realm is, so that way you understand the importance of why you should be on the next series. Because most of the shows I do, people don't find, especially if you're from a traditional background, you don't really see the value in talking about the science or the biology of spirituality. I know most people that I talk to, they tell me all the time, Jesus Christ and Him crucified is enough for me, Brother Will. And that is, I get that. I understand that. But the point of what I'm expressing to you today is how effective or what is the quality of your life from day to day. So me and my wife, we have this discussion all the time, and I put a lot of emphasis because the quality of my life in the past was not that in a place where I would like it to be. So I want to ask you the question today. Now, many people, the quality of their life, I'm not talking about the physical now, I'm talking about the spiritual, the quality of your spiritual life, the quality of your thought life, the quality of the day-to-day life or the day-to-day living in your brain. So inside of your head, there is thoughts that are going on. And during my counseling, during my one-on-ones with a lot of my clients, most of the issues or the concerns is inside of their thought life. So your thought life, your spirit life, the spirit realm is where the lack of empowerment exists. And many people are not empowered. And if we look at the word empowered, it is the key to the kingdom. The word empower is spelled E-M-P-O-W-E-R. So a POW is a prisoner of war. A E-M is an electromagnetic. E-R is er, or your. Are you? So you are a prisoner of war from the results of the electromagnetic pulse, which is a thought. So your thoughts are holding you, are making you a prisoner of war. So you need to be empowered. But we have to understand that the word and so today's show is to lay down the foundation so that way you can understand the importance of why you should be on the next series to understand how to operate in the electromagnetic powered realm of God. So the spirit realm is the electromagnetic powered by God. Now, I've did the series already on being God. So God is love. He did not create love. He is love. So to be successful in the spirit realm, you must be electrically and magnetically powered by love, because love is God. I like to ask people, who is God? And I get a lot of different names or different attributes and descriptions of God. It's very interesting. A lot of people believe in God, but they don't know who is God. Excuse me. And so it is this lack of understanding, as we talked about on yesterday's show, your understanding or lack of understanding gives you your spiritual identity, your spiritual ID card. And so your ability to let things go or to establish things is the result of your identity. Your identity is the result of your ability to understand what we talked about on yesterday's show from Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. and 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And so if we don't understand these keys, then what we find is the quality of our spiritual life, not the physical, doesn't have two things. Now, Jesus managed these two things very well. So our ability to do two things that it talks about in the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 21, and Luke, chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus had authority and Jesus had identity. If you do not have these two things, you will not be successful as a Christian. You will call yourself one. You will not be a true follower of Christ. Because the Bible says even the devils, the demons know the word of God and they tremble. They just don't carry out because they don't have the understanding and the identity of God. Therefore, if you do not have those two things, your life would be like mine. You will have a form of godliness, but you will have no power. You will not have the ability. You can identify the problem, as I talk to a lot of people, but you won't be able to get out of your own way. You won't have the ability to stop doing the things that is causing the quality of your life not to be what it should. So right now, if you do not have love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, that's your natural vibratory state. Love is the solution to selfishness. Again, now God is love. Love is the solution to all problems. So if you have any problem in your life, love is the solution to that problem. Now, you must be the solution, or you're going to be the problem. There's only two options. You go either hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, God spits you out of his mouth. So we got two options today. We can be love or we can be hate. So in order for you to operate in the spirit realm, you must be love, because the spirit realm is the result of the blood cognition that we talked about during the Blood God series, that is fire shut up in your bones, that it ignites the blood. This is called phase conjugation. This is called spiritual empowerment. This is called walking in the spirit. So in order to walk in the spirit, you must be empowered. You must be E, electro, M, magnetic, P, prisoner, O, of, W, words. You are a prisoner of words. The words is the result of the electromagnetic pulse, which is a thought or frequency that is released by love. So let me make sure you understand the power of the statement, because you must be able to love without possession, or love without processing. Everybody loves what they can possess. Very few people love what they cannot possess. The spirit realm is a realm that is based upon love without ownership. Because the spirit realm, the wealth is common. It is a commonwealth. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I'm going to break all of this down during the series, so that way you can understand how to walk in the spirit realm, or to operate in the spirit realm, which is the result of the electromagnetic power, which is the word empowerment or empowered. You should be empowered. But many of us are not empowered because we don't have identity and we don't have authority. So when Yahushua was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he understood his identity, because he said, I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of my Father. His identity was in the Father. It was not in his stuff. It was not in his things. It was not in his worldly possessions. It was in his spiritual heritage. He also had authority. When he left, he came back and he spoke with dunamis power. When he spoke, the people who listened to him, they all said, is this not the carpenter's son? And spirit realm. Now, the spirit realm is what we call thoughts. So your thoughts actually are overridden by your heart. So the spirit realm consists of the three things: the head, the heart, the gut. So those three things is where your spirit lives, if you want to use that terminology. And so what I'm saying is that your spirit realm. Your spirit is lacking identity, and it is lacking authority. And it is my job to assist you with what the Father is assisting me with. That is phase conjugation, what I call, implosion. That simply means love without possession. So I love you if I can control you. The moment I can't control you, then I no longer love you. That's how you know you're walking in the flesh. So to know that you're walking in the spirit is if you walk past a beautiful flower and you see that flower and you want to pick that flower and kill it by removing it from the branch. But instead, because you love the flower, you see the beauty in the flower, you allow the flower to grow. You don't stop its growth. Love doesn't hinder another people's spiritual growth. When you go through life and you find yourself disrespecting people, hurting people, then you know that you are loving to own somebody, to possess somebody, to control somebody. See, most of us focus on controlling the energy outside of us instead of focusing on controlling the energy inside of us, Brother Will. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement. Because many of us, we go through our lives and we live our lives in a way that we are other people, we are other things, we want to control, at least I do. I want to control other people. And I do that with my vibe, with my energy, with my thoughts, with my feelings, with my emotions, with my mind, with my imagination, with my soul. All of these things make up my spirit. And so your spirit, like my spirit, we are beholding ourselves. But what we are beholding is the flesh, and we're not beholding the spirit. And so we mentioned that yesterday, and we want to wrap that up today by talking about 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, which says, but we all with unveiling faces. So the first thing that we got to do is we got to unveil our face. See, your identity in Christ is immensely valuable. But since we don't understand our identity, we have our faces veiled. That means we all are wearing a mask. I don't know about you, but you go around, see, if I'm around Christians, I speak Christianese. If I go back home to the hood, then I speak hoodism. If I'm around a bunch of perennialists or Sufism, I speak perennialism or Sufism or Buddhism or Hinduism. So I am a chameleon. Instead of operating in one identity, it's like I got a bunch of ID cards that I change out depending on the environment that I'm in so that way I can fit in. That is flesh. That's fear. That's not the electromagnetic power that comes from phase conjugation or love. So you are an electromagnetic being that is powered by love. That's your natural vibratory state. Everyone, again, has their own spiritual fingerprint. Your job is to replace selfishness with lovingness. Let me say that again. Your job is to replace selfishness with lovingness. Let me say that one more time. Your job is to replace selfishness with lovingness. Love. Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. So the spirit realm is a realm of unconditional love. And the only way to get there is through grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. So if you have grace, that allows you or qualifies you to love. I've never seen anybody that have love and no grace. I've never seen anybody that has grace and no love. Those two words are interchangeable. So it is love and grace, which is unmerited favor. That means you don't deserve it. So when you experience it, trust me, you know. When you do something and somebody returns, grace to you. When they should hate you, but they love you, it humbles you. What you are experiencing is God. See, we're looking for God up there, and God said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So God lives in other people. And it is this ability to understand how to operate in that realm. See, many people assume that love is easy. Now, I don't know about you, but if I can prove it, the theory, I can just slap you in the mouth and see how nice you would be after to me after repeated abuse. I don't find very many people who have that quality, but yet they say they are spiritual. But the way you test the theory is to piss them off. Simply do something that's contrary to their belief system. And watch how fast they ask you to exit the door. Now, I don't know what book you read, but in the book that I read, that's not biblical. That's not godly. Love. The greatest of these three is love. Now, I'm telling you what it is. I'm not telling you that I'm doing it because the Bible says that there is none righteous, no, not one. So we all are failing at this lovingness because we're all winning at selfishness. So we need to do exactly what Jesus said that we should do. That is, the Father sent the Son to stand in your place, metaphysically and physically. That's the importance of your spiritual identity. That is why, since the beginning of time, the one thing that has always been questioned is this man that we call Jesus Christ. And that is why it will always be questioned. That is why Constantine, that's why everybody is debating the existence. That's why you can't find no grave of no biblical characters. Now, I want you to think for a moment. With the technology that we got, they still haven't found out who killed John F. Kennedy. So do you think if they, whoever they are, don't want you to find a grave site, do you think they would have a problem with making sure you don't find it? There's stuff in the Vatican right now that you've never seen that verifies everything that I'm saying. Do you think that you would ever read it? I don't think so. But thankfully, the Father placed himself inside of you. So there is biological, there's mathematical, there's math, there's music, and there's language. So the enemy uses those three to deny, because again, he's the false light. The big D uses those three to identify, to qualify, or to approve. And it is my job to assist you with separating the wheat from the tares. Otherwise, you'll fall into the same conundrum that I fell into. And you will do what it says in Colossians 3:9, when the Bible says, don't lie to each other. So the blind is leading the blind, that it talks about in Matthew and in the book of Luke. So what does that mean? We got the blind leading the blind. We got to do what it says in Colossians 3:9. Don't lie to each other. For you have stripped off your old evil nature and all of its wicked deeds. In this place, you have been clothed, or you have clothed yourself with a brand new nature. That is what's going on inside of the nucleus, inside of your body, which is why you're being regened, which is why the sun is releasing neutrinos, and you are being regened exactly like it talks about in Ephesians chapter 2, when it says that the two seeds that are far off, Jesus has come, so that way he can take this two, the twain, that are opposites, bipolar, up and down, left, right, male, female, rich, poor, happy, sad, fat, skinny. We live in a world that is based upon duality. The Father sent the Son to combine duality into one. That's what's going on. This is a new nature within you. It is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So the Bible is a book that explains to you what is happening to you, if you can decode it. But most of us can't. So therefore, we debate and we argue over non-issues. So we need to make sure, at least I'm going to make sure, I don't know about you, but I want to encourage you to study to show yourself approved unto God, not unto man, because that's what the Bible says. That is your reasonable service. Present yourselves unto God. That's your reasonable service. That's what you should do. See, God knows who you are. The angels know who you are. The demons and the devils know who you are. But you, you don't know who you are. Now, see, I know who you are. So I see past the flesh and blood. Because the Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. At least the one that I read. So we put emphasis on the flesh and blood. When the Bible puts emphasis on the spirit. And so I did those first, again, five series to put so that way I can break down the levels that are causing confusion. The spirit and ether or plasma, which we're going to talk about in the next two series, is the thing that answers all of the questions that come from the first four series. And so it's important that you understand all seven, because you're going to talk to somebody who's inside of the race war. And they're going to be going out and saying, you know, hey, kill Whitey. Or they're going to go out, they're going to be saying, kill Blackie. And then they're going to have scriptures to support their belief system. And you should be able to explain to them, while that is a truth, I'm not going to debate you. Yeah, that is a truth. That is a version of it. Not the truth. And then let me show you why that is not the truth, why that is a truth. That's my job. That's what I do, because, again, I'm a teacher. I'm a didactic teacher. So you may not be called to be a didactic teacher, but you are called to walk in love. You are called to love without possessing. So you only love the things that you own. How do I know that? I don't know nobody that go over and cut somebody else's grass for free. Because why? You don't own it. I ain't never seen you or anybody. Well, let me talk about myself. You will never see me putting gas in somebody else's car. Why? I don't own it. You will never see me taking care of somebody else's children. Why? I don't own it. You will never see me taking care of somebody else's pets. Why? I don't own it. We take care of what we own, because those are our own. We take care of our own. That's Luciferian. That's anti-God. Now, I got a plethora of scriptures, but for the sake of time, and I'm going to break all of that down during the pay-per-view series, but I need you to understand how you've been conned. I got conned the same way. See, the God that I serve is a God of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, Luciferian laws, they don't apply. See, Yahushua came. That's why, this is the reason why, brothers and sisters, there is a debate. This is the reason why you can go on Facebook and see a bunch of people posting, good people posting a lot of negative stuff, because they don't understand. So don't tell me what you're against. Tell me what you're for. A lot of people, they're against Jesus Christ. There was no Jesus. There's no this. There's no that. Y'all heard me preach sermons. I like to play the devil's advocate, because I want you to think. See, everybody tells you what to think, but not how to think. The way that you think is taken out of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8, 9, and 10. God tells you specifically how to think. God says if you do not have this ability to do this, it's called aletheia in the Greek, which means, again, love in English. If you can't do this, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, there's a lot of believers who are not believers, because they're like me. They got a counterfeit conversion. Now, they was converted, but they was converted by the light that comes from cold light. It's cold fusion. It's hemocyanin. It's not hemoglobin. It's nitrogen-based. It's lipid-based. It's oil-based. Why is oil, why are fossil fuels promoted? And why not sun? Why not solar fuel? Lipid. Now, the word Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth, the word Elizabeth means lizard born. Now, I don't want to get into, because I don't know, again, otherwise there's no need for you to take the series. But you need to understand that the world that you live in, yeah, it's not what you're thinking, bro. It's not what you're thinking, sis. And I got proof. I got biological proof. I got scientific proof. You can go to Google and type in deep underground military bases. If you want additional proof, you can go in and you can type in Sirius. You can type in the Dracos. You can type in Draconian. You can type in Codex Gigas. You can type in the Gilgamesh. Whatever. You need ancient texts. You need biblical texts. Just read the book of Daniel chapter 7. Read about the God of forces in the book of Daniel if you need proof. Read the book of Judges chapter 6 verse 10. 10 Judges chapter 10, verse 6. If you need biblical proof, non-canonized proof, got that too. You need biological proof, I got that too. It's inside of your body. It's a gene in your body called a lumiferous gene. Don't believe me? Look it up. You got also something inside of your brain, I mean inside of your body, that's sitting on top of your spiritual antenna, your spinal cord. It's called a reptile brain. Now, go to your doctor and ask them, why do you have a fight-flight brain? Why do you have that? Where did it come from? Just ask them. Now, if you really want to blow your cookies, I mean just like this, you want to shatter your world, go to your doctor and ask them, okay, what does MD stand for? And they will tell you medical doctor. And then ask them, if you got a lawyer, ask the lawyer, when the lawyer, again, when they pledge their allegiance and they get their law degree, what does it say on their certificate? If you know anybody, I got a family member who's a lawyer, graduated from law school. What does it mean down at the bottom when they're registered with the crown? What does that mean when they're a lawyer? Who do they represent? And the medical doctor, medical, again, comes from the word pharmakeia, which means sorcery. Doctor comes from the word deity. It means deity of sorcery. So when you ask them, where does negative blood come from? Just ask them. So if you got negative blood, what does it mean? It means lipid blood, oil-based, hemoglobin, hemocyanin. It's not hemoglobin, it's hemocyanin. But what does that mean? See, people throw around words and they terms, but they can't tell you what it means because they don't know. What does the word reverend mean? What's the word pastor mean? Pastor, what does it mean? What does the word king mean? Which comes from the word Cain. What does it mean, brothers? What does it mean? So I need to tell you the spiritual meaning of the world that is absence of the golden means. So the powers that be came into this dimension to mine gold. At least that's what they tell us. But what does that mean? What does the golden mean? What is the golden ratio? What is the golden rule? This is how you operate in the spiritual realm. But you need to be empowered. And the word empowered, again, as I said before, the E means electro. The M means magnetic. The P means power. The O means of. The W means word. E-R means you are, which means which is where Abraham's daddy was from. Before Abraham left, God told him to leave So whatever existed before Abraham, because after he left that's when the shizness went downhill. Everybody thinks the shizness went uphill because that's what they want you to think. So why are we given these certain belief systems that is taught to us by our teachers? And we're given moni, which is very close to mourning, so that way we can mourn. Why do we say good morning? Because somebody wants you to mourn. Now, when I go to a funeral, I mourn. It's not a happy time. So why would you tell me good mourn? Why do you want me to mourn? I don't want to mourn. So why are you telling me good morning, Brother Will? I don't want to mourn. Why do you say hello? Hell, H-E-L-L. Oh, a complete kirka, a complete circle. Hell. So when you say hell, oh, what does that mean? This is the spirit realm. This is walking in the spirit realm. This is understanding the spirit realm. And so most people don't understand the terms and the words that they are using inside of the spirit realm. And it is my job to assist you with understanding the terms that allow you to operate in the spirit realm. And those terms are based upon, or those terms are overridden by something called love without possession. This ability to love without possession is the thing that empowers you to oscillate or vibrate in the spirit realm. Now, we have to understand that this is only the result of two things that we mentioned earlier, identity and authority. Without those two things, without having identity, without having authority, then we do not have the ability to oscillate and vibrate because we don't see the value. See, the enemy wants to rob you of your identity because without a true understanding of your identity, then you don't have a true understanding of your rights and your privileges that comes with, therefore you have no authority. So as long as I can limit your identity, I'm going to rob you of your authority. That's why I do Dear Kinnear Reports. I do Dear Kinnear Reports because Dear Kinnear Reports give you your identity. But as long as you don't know your identity, you have no authority. Because your authority comes from your identity. And your identity comes from understanding the attributes of math, music, and language. Now, you should be asking yourself the $44 million question. Brother Will, that's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. However, what does that mean? See, if you don't know what it means, then you don't have the golden means. The golden means is a mathematical formula, what we call pi. This is what they call phase conjugation. This is what they call heart implosion. This is what they call phase. This is how you go on scientifically past death. When you die, the only thing that survives you is love. Only what you did for Christ, for love, will last. So if you did nothing for last, for love, you don't last. That spirit. What does that mean? I've been talking about toe-curling stuff. I've been telling everybody, only do toe-curling stuff. The devil will never allow you to get into a toe-curling relationship. Why? That's eternal. The devil will never allow you to get into a toe-curling job or employment. Why? That's eternal. He never will allow you to get into enthusiasm. Why? How do you ignite the blood? How do you set your soul on fire? Through excitement. So what excites you, brother? What excites you, sister? If you notice, your life is ho-hum. Look at your life. The enemy, see, the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. Notice that the Bible says the whole world, not half of it, not three quarters. There is none righteous, no, not one. See, the enemy's tactics is to mask around like an angel of light. So he's the false teacher. He got false prophets. He got that evil spirits. He has a doctrine that's called the doctrine of demons. So the doctrines of demons is the doctrine of denominations or divisions or dimensions. These are all doctrines. But you need the melanated chi of the Zedek. The word deck means doctrine. You need the melanated chi doctrine. But we don't. We got the demon doctrine. Demons work through people by giving them psychic abilities or supernatural manifestations that are not based upon the word of God. Now, I have nothing against psychics and people who oscillate and vibrate, soothsayers, all the things the Bible tells us to avoid. But see, the Babylonians employed something called gematria, which is very similar to what the Bible calls the Bible code. So there is a Pythagoras doctrine that applies the number and applies music or acoustics or geometry, which is a Greek philosophy that is very similar to the biblical philosophy. But the Bible warns us against this philosophy. But the two philosophies have been married together. And so now we have people who don't understand the difference between biblical alphanumerics and theomathematics from a Pythagorean Babylonian astrology system called numerology. And without this over understanding, it limits your ability to oscillate and to vibrate in the spirit realm. Because numbers appear all throughout the Helios Biblios, because the Hebrew alphabet is an alphanumerical system. Because the word Hebrew means he who crosses over, which is the same word as Ibaru and Ibaru, which are words that are found in the ancient text. But those words talk about ancient deities that are different from the big deity. So what the devil did is he transformed himself into a DNA manipulating entity. And DNA is how God has chosen to express, expose, and expand himself through you using a binary code found in biblical alphanumerics, which is why I use it. But the devil ain't stupid, so the devil uses DNA to express, expose, and expand himself. So we got a counterfeit version of the original version. And so if you don't understand that astrology that's being promoted today is Satan's counterfeit life guidance system, and it is your job, again, to understand the difference between the spirit realm and the Luciferian realm that most people can't. Because the stars, according to the Hebrews Biblios, express something, according to 2 Kings 17:16, James. See, all wisdom comes from above, comes from the stars, according to James 1:5. The word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, according to Hebrews 4:12. The entrance of God's words unfolds light, according to Psalms 119, I think it was verse 105. Again, I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up to yourself. So in the book of Enoch, it talks about how the fallen angels understood God's system of using the constellations. And so they came up with a system that uses the stars. But God uses the Maseroth. And they came up with a system that uses the zodiac. So if you, my brother, you, my sister, if you don't know the difference between the zodiac and the constellation, you're going to throw out God, thinking you're throwing out the devil, as every Christian that I know, that's what they do, because they never read Job 38:32, where it says that God appointed the Maseroth constellations as a guidance system for his people. In Genesis 1:14, the Bible says that God set the sun and the moons as signs and seasons for his people. Go to church and tell somebody that. Therefore, they put God out. Every believer I know, they don't believe in reading the Maseroth because they think it's the damn zodiac. That is spiritual vision, sight. God shows his word only to people who are truth seekers. So in the book of Revelation 5:5, it talks about the children of the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's where I get my power from, not no damn zodiac book. The Virgo in that scripture talks about the virgin birth of Christ. And the Bible clearly expresses, exposes, and expands the Pleiades, that are the seven stars that represents the seven chakras, that represents the seven series that I am doing, all biblical based. That's spirit, brother, spirit. So that's how you walk in the spirit, because you can dissect the false light from the real one, because you studied to show yourself approved unto God, not man. So I stay up 8, 10, 12 hours, and I will debate any Reverend Dr. Bishop on any planet at any time. Just have them email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com. Nobody will talk about these issues, because nobody is willing to die for them, willing to stay up late and get up early So you come to me talking about no damn Zodiac. I ain't talking about no Zodiac, man. My Dear Canary report is not based on no freaking Zodiac signs. It's based on the Masaruth, man. It ain't based on no stars. It's based upon the constellations. It's based upon the Helios Biblos. It's based upon the spirit. It's not based upon the flesh. It is empowered by God. God is love. So it is empowered by love. Because I am motivated by love. My intention is love. Because I didn't receive that love when I was a kid. And I understood how that love was taken from me at an early age. But for whatever reason. So my mother died at us. She was the only caregiver I had. Once that love was removed, it was like God was removed from the planet. So I've been searching for that love ever since. And I prayed and I asked for love or death. Because I already experienced hate and evil. I've already been there, man. Nobody can out-hate me. I used to get beat as a kid and then drop a tear. So if you want to do hate, I can do hate all day. You want to do evil, I can do evil better than the best of them. I don't think nobody's more evil than me. So nobody can out-evil me. Nobody can be more stubborn than me. Nobody can have more, can have a ruling disposition that would overpower me. There are many people that have tried and failed miserably. So I've already been there and done that, and I got the freaking t-shirt already. So I asked God, what else is there to do? And then God told me, love without possession. You can't own it, brother. So I have to stop controlling the energy that is outside of me and start controlling the energy that is inside of me. Everybody that I know wants to control the environment outside of them, myself included. The spirit realm means you can control the environment inside of you. So let me walk up to you and punch you in the mouth and see how much control you got, brother. See how much control you got, sister. Now, I'm there with you. You walk up and you punch me in the mouth, I'm going to punch you back. I'm going to tell you now. So therefore, just like you, I need some spiritual assistance. I need the electromagnetic power that comes from love. And how do you get it? You get it from releasing your control. That's what I'm learning. What does that mean? That means, as I will be breaking down in this next series, what I'm teaching you now is child's play. Because this, I'm telling you what? I'm telling you why you need to listen to the series. I don't know nobody that's going to tell you the step-by-step method by which to implement the series. So people can listen to this, and you think you got enough information. Now, again, I've been trying it for 20 years. I can bring my wife on here. She'll tell you, yeah, he's been failing miserably. So if I've been failing, I'm pretty sure you've been failing. Now, maybe you already mastered spiritualism. If so, you should be given this class. Because spiritualism is what we are discussing, brother. Spiritualism is what I am discussing, sister. How to walk in the spirit so that way you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, Yahushua mastered it. He demonstrated it. And people are discounting it. Because they have to. Because that system is the only ticket off this planet. Therefore, if the system is removed, you stuck like Chuck. And you keep repeating Groundhog's Day. You die, you go into the light, you come back. Die, go come into the light, Carol Ann. Everybody die, they see a bright light, they walk into it. Next thing you know, they find themselves back down here. Their memory has been erased. It's in all of the movies. And they down here again. And they don't remember shizness. Every once in a while, you have a deja vu moment. You're like, damn, why do I feel like I've done this before? Because you have. Because the Saturn, the black cube sun, is a matrix system that keeps you trapped because they want to suck your chi. That's why I told everybody to please watch the movie Kung Fu Panda 2. Please watch the movie Galaxy Guardians of the Galaxy 2. That they explained it inside the movie. This is what I will be breaking down to the next two series. And what I'm going to share with you is going to be very, very shocking. This is just the introduction. I got three more intros. So I'm doing 7 hours of introduction just to introduce the series. Because the series is really like the spiritual realm, how to operate in the spirit realm. And most people don't even know what the hell it is. And I'm giving you a class on how to walk through it, how to control it, if you want to use that term, by what? If you love something, you let it go. You walk past a beautiful flower, don't pick it. Because that kills it. Let it grow. The spirit realm is a realm of non-ownership. Call the Reverend Dr. Bishops and see how many people preach that message. Love without possession. So I'm going to ask you the question that God asked me. What do you love that you don't possess? You got no investment in it. You got no ties to it. It doesn't benefit you at all. I'm not talking about donating no money to Red Cross. I'm not talking about seeing somebody helping them cross the street. Those are all good deeds. Love is eternal, brother. Love is eternal, sister. I'm not talking about liking something. I'm not talking about assisting. If you have any question on what I mean by love, just read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is gentle. Love does not seek its own. It's not boastful. It's not proud. It's not arrogant. So if you have this possession, if you have this quality, that means you have no problem cutting everybody's grass in your neighborhood. Why? You don't own it. You have no problem starting up a mobile car wash and just going through the neighborhood and asking people, sir, can I wash your car for free? Why? I love washing cars. I don't want to possess your car. I don't want to own it. I don't want to buy it. I love the process, not the destination. I don't own a gym, but I go every day because I love the process, not the gym. I love putting that weight in my hand and curling it. There's something about that process that I love without possessing in the gym. Do you got that in your life? Do you have love? Love, brothers. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. The spirit realm is a realm of unconditional love that is accessed by God's riches at Christ's expense. We call it grace. Grace means unmerited favor. The only way to get into the spirit realm is if you've done something that is unforgivable and you have been given grace. That's the only way to access the spirit realm. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, you cannot experience love unless it's unconditional. So if you haven't experienced it, then you can't walk in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is a place that is only accessible by grace. Grace means it's unmerited. There's nothing you can do. You don't even know why. So if you have not experienced that, then you don't really know what I'm talking about. See, I've experienced it repeatedly since 8. Because to me, nobody loved me. I was like, I couldn't wrap my brain around it, man. Y'all don't understand. I couldn't wrap my brain around it. Then my younger brother and sister, who was younger, much younger than me. My youngest brother was 5 when my mother died. That fool got shipped off to orphan home. He just bounced around from place to place to place. He understands what I'm talking about. Now he's 40-something now. So when we get together, we talk about this unmerited favor that we have experienced. We can only cry because it's overwhelming. That's the spirit realm. The spirit realm is an overwhelming sense of love that takes you over. The humility that is produced in that mental state can be measured. There's a device that can measure empathy and love. I'm going to talk about it. You can purchase it if you want. It actually measures the heart chakra, or the heart, that emits a particular empathetic or EM wave. That's why empowered, the E is for electric, the M is magnetic. This power comes from love. Empowered by God, God is love. He didn't create it, he is it. Are you empowered by love, my brother? Are you empowered by love, my sister? You can't have access to the spirit realm unless you are empowered by love. I know a lot of people doing a lot of things, and they're all great. But if you're doing those things for money, now money's great. People ask me all the time, man, if you're doing this for love, brother Will, why are you charging? Why don't you just give it away for free? That's not love. In fact, if you give somebody for nothing, you're actually cursing them. Because you know the universal spiritual law, God says give and it shall be given. You're supposed to give in order for you to receive. Because whatever degree that you give is the degree that you receive. So if you don't give nothing, that means you're a taker. The more you take, the less you have. Take it from me. Take it from me. The more you take, the less you have. Let me say it again. There's a lot of people got a lot of poverty issues because you're a taker. Now, I've spent 50 plus years on the planet taking. This is not something I read of a book. A lot of people have a lot of issues financially because they're takers. What does that mean, Brother Will? That means you always expect something for free. I'm not talking about money. This has nothing to do with money. This has to do with spirit. So if you don't mentally give, you can't mentally receive. The spirit realm is a mental realm. This is metaphysical. So you need to become a certified metaphysician. At the conclusion of this series, everybody that's a part of the Life Optimization Team will receive at the conclusion of this year, I should say, everybody will be receiving a certification from me that certifies you by my governing body that's a part of the Eagles University and the Eagles Club, which stands for Eagerly Advancing, Godly Living, and Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. Everybody will be receiving a certification that certifies you as a spiritual metaphysician. This certification, again, I've had people ask me about it for years. I've never been one who wanting to put my name on anything or certify to say that you are a metaphysician. But if you go through my again, they started off as, remember, the Clarinomics Life Optimization class. Then the name was changed, again, not officially, but elevated to the Life Management. By the time this series is over and this year is over, it's going to be changed from Life Management to Spiritual Management. Because that's what it was all about. Clarinomics is the household management of the soul. So what I am teaching, again, all of the members that are part of the Clarinomics team, those are the people that I'm going to be working with. So when I go on the road and take this show on the road, when I step to the Eagles University, when I do in class, when I'm looking for instructors, when I'm looking for processors, I'm only working with people that are certified metaphysicians, people that I trust. Because remember we talked about yesterday, trust is built how? How do you build trust? The only way you can trust someone if you understand someone. To the degree that I understand you is the degree that I trust you. So if I don't understand you, I can't trust you. I trust people that I understand. Because I know if I see a scorpion, I understand scorpions sting. So I trust because I know scorpions will sting you with their stinger if certain things happen. So if I get stung, if I'm a scorpion handler, if I'm a snake handler, and I accidentally get bit, I am not surprised, so it doesn't violate my trust. Why? I understand that they will bite or they will sting. So if you don't understand who you with and they do something that you think is outside of their character, it's because you don't sit down and seek to understand them and you don't seek to be understood. So it's my job to get you to understand me. So that way, again, nothing that I do surprises you and causes you to distrust me. What is my intention? When my mother died, I had one intent. It's the same one I've had all my life since my mother died at the age of 8. That intention was truth and love. I knew the experience, the love that I experienced for my mother, I have not found nowhere on the earth because it was unconditional. I didn't have to do anything. No matter what I did, bad or good, my mother still loved me. Now, you want to test the theory out? Go do something bad and see if the person still loves you. Just test it out. When I was at church, I was licensed ordained. I stopped tithing. They stopped loving. What does that mean? I don't know about you. To me, that means it wasn't unconditional. The spirit realm is a place of unconditional love that is based upon grace. Because it was done at Christ's expense, not mine. That's why it's unmerited. There's nothing I can do to get it. There's nothing I can do to lose it. I've already tested out the theory. So since the age of 8 up until August the 4th, I violated every scripture, everything that I could think of, plethora of times, to prove that the love was unconditional. After 50 years of trying to disprove the theory, it's a theorem. I know God's love is unconditional. The God I serve. I don't know about the one that you serve, but the God I serve, his love is unconditional. And it comes through an avenue called grace. That's the spirit realm. Your job is to walk in that place. And it's my job to assist you to get to that place so that way you can start taking steps in that place. Because right now, you're probably not in that place. You're not in a mental place where in your brain, there's unconditional love. For yourself first, for others second. Love your neighbor as yourself. To the degree that you love yourself, to the degree that you love your neighbor. So you haven't forgiven yourself. You made a mistake and you're still beating yourself up about it. That means you don't have unconditional love. That means you're not in the spirit realm. That means you're in the flesh. That's okay. You need to understand where you're at. Because again, there's 7 levels. We all got to start somewhere. So just find out where you are. Because how can you go to New York and you don't even know where you're at? There's a possibility that, hell, you might already be in New York. So if I want to go, if I'm in place A and I want to go to place B, I need to find out, I need to chart a course. But first I need to find out exactly where I'm at. Then once I find out where I'm at, if I want to go somewhere, then I can change it. I can plot a course. But 99.999% of the time, when you find out where you are at, it's already where you want to go. Let me say that again. This destination disorder and the series, I got a lot of positive feedback from that. Not only in my life, but in other people's life. Because most of us are trying to go somewhere where we already are at. But since, again, we don't understand where we are at, that's why we are seeking to leave. So before you leave, make sure you understand where you at. Make sure you understand what you already got. Because if I'm a betting man, I'm betting all my money on the fact that you already have everything that you need for life and godliness. Because God said he honors his word above his name. So he said in his word that he's already given you everything that you already need for life and godliness, but you're still looking for something that you already got. So I'm not in no disrespect to you, but I'm going to believe the universe over you. And I'm going to believe, because that's what happened in my life. After further examination, I found out everywhere that I was trying to go, I was already there. Now that's what happened in my life. So I would highly recommend that you examine your life the way I've examined mine. Slow down, stop running, look around. You will find out that everything that you need for life and godliness, now maybe there's some other business that you want to do that's outside of life and godliness. Okay, that's another study for another time. But everything that you need for life and godliness, you already got. So you ain't got to go nowhere. You just got to be somewhere. Because you are a spiritual being that uses electricity and magnetism to power the universe through love implosion. What does that simply mean? That simply means that your job on this earth is to love yourself unconditionally and to use grace to actually produce something inside of your genes and inside of your blood, which makes you able to see things that you cannot see right now. That's how you operate in the spirit. And I will break down that sentence step by step. Let me say it again as we close. During the series that starts on Monday, September the 25th, again, cost is $49 up until the 22nd. After the 22nd, the cost goes to from $49 to $99. 7-hour series. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk a little further about the alchemy or the alchemical process of the spirit realm. We're going to go into something that is very, very deep. And that is talking about something that science calls CME or critical mass expression. So the sun is releasing CMEs right now that are neutrinos that contain the word Nibiru, which is simply talks about, it has to do with activating a particular bloodline. There is Nibiru, there is Hibaru, and there is Hibaru. Those are the three different types of entities that are receiving a intelligence that has been radiated from our sun that is empowering your genetic code. Now, this is some very, very deep business that has been really written about by a lot of different authors that talks about what is called psychokinetics. That's why all of these movies, there's a new movie coming out called Gifted that talks about and kids that are now able to do psychokinetics, which is meaning using their mind to do kinetics, which is, again, physical stuff, making stuff move, you know, with your brain, psychokinetics. So these three are the result of what it talks about inside of all of the ancient texts, that we were moving into this age or this eon. And so everybody's soul is evolving. So the point of this series and the next series is, how do you get your DNA and your genes to literally enter or become what is called a star? Which a star is everything that you are, absence your carbon. You are hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. Stardust is made up of hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. No carbon, which we already did the carbon series. So you are engineered, you are genetically engineered through what is called a long wave crystal lattice pattern, which simply means that your DNA moves faster than light. And your DNA is unfolding as we speak. This is called embedding that I talked about in the light series. So this is happening depending on whether you're from Ibaru, Hibaru or Hebaru. The word Hebrew, which is most of us are, comes from the word he who crosses over. Now, we are not after the Levi. Now, don't go tell. Now, the word Levi comes from the word Leviathan. Leviathan. Now, that's another study for another time. That is why we're not after the Levi priesthood. Jesus is not after the Levi priesthood. He's the only one. All of the priests was from the Aaron and the Levi. The word Levi comes from the word Leviathan. Leviathan is the sea monster, which is a whole other study for another time. But you need to understand that you're not part of the Levi priesthood. You're part of the Melchizedek priesthood. And remember, the word deck means doctrine. And so there's a doctrine. Right now we've got the doctrine of demons, doctrine of denominations, the doctrine of divisions, doctrine of dimensions. That's why we live in a multidimensional universe, because it's based upon a doctrine. So all of the ancient text talks about this. This is all part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Why do you think we got 8, really 7, different types of electromagnetic spectrum. We are part of the visible light spectrum. There's the gamma rays, there's X-rays, there's different types of the electromagnetic spectrum that we talked about inside of the light series. Well, the spirit realm is what we where we are going and what we are part of if you're part of the Morning Star Administration and not the Falling Star Demonstration. Now, you can be part of the Falling Star Demonstration, or you can be part of the Morning Star Administration. It all depends upon who you serve. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we shall serve God. We shall serve the Lord. It's my prayer that you make that same decision, because God has already chosen you. Your job is simply walk in your calling. So my brothers and my sisters, we continue with another intro. We'll break down, again, we'll go a little further into breaking down why you should be tuning into this series that is based upon, again, how to operate in the spirit realm, what it is, and how you should carry yourself, how to be a part of love without possession, how to use unconditional love and grace to navigate through and to activate what is called blood cognition, which leads to spiritual empowerment, which is the electromagnetic power that comes from being in love with God. It's going to be a powerful series. See you Monday, September the 25th. If you go to the website at masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. Make the $49 donation today so that way you can be part of that series. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acne, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. Yeah.